I'm Mason. I'm in crew 29, and we're doing skirting.
Unlike some of the kids, you know how to like use some tools, you've like done some stuff. Did that make you like confident coming into the mission trip?
Yes.
Are you doing stuff that you've done before or kind of know how to do? Or is it still something new that's being thrown at you?
Really we're using drills and hammers and pry bars. I know how to use all that stuff, but it's, I haven't learned how to use it in the way we are.
Gotcha. Do you know how your project replacing skirting or putting skirting on, do you know how it's helping your resident? Do you know what it's making better or fixing?
I do. So before it was just open, like there's air. It was basically because she initially wanted insulation under the trailer, but that wasn't there and it wasn't understood like that. But she also wanted the skirting. So in the winter, all the cold air that is being blown under the home is making it like super cold and like not warm enough for them. So she's just doing that to keep the air or the cold air from going into her house under the house.
And keeping her warmer in the winter, it sounds like. What else do you know about your resident? Do they live alone? Are they?
So she lives with her son and her son's daughter.
Okay.
And she has a couple pets. I think it's 3 or 4 dogs and 2 cats.
That's a busy house.
It is.
Have you liked getting to know your resident a little bit?
I have.
Feel like you're helping her?
She's very nice.
Yeah.
She's a very nice person.
Do you know what's, like when you guys leave, when you're all done at the end of the week, do you feel like you've like fixed a problem for her? You're gonna make something better?
Yeah, I think. Because she's even like sat down with us and told us that she's really happy that we're doing this for her and she's gonna help and really gonna help her.
Yeah.
Everything.
If you guys didn't show up to help, do you think this would get fixed? Do you think she'd be able to like stay warmer in the winter?
Well, her son had actually said he knew how to do this stuff because of work.
Mm.
Wasn't able to. So yes, but no.
But it's really good that you guys were here.
Yes.
To help now before it gets cold.
Yeah.
I love it. What else about this? So that's a lot about the work and your resident. We do a lot of other stuff when we're here. What's that been like? Being at church camp program, going to worship, being in a small group. Is that all kind of new for you?
Kinda, yeah. Cause I don't really go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
But I go sometimes. It's different. I'm okay with it. I know some people like really just want to leave and it's not really like something that they want to do, but I'm interested. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not boring for like it is for others.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're maybe learning anything new or maybe asking new questions kind of about who God might be or maybe even just something about yourself?
Yeah. I mean, well, kind of. I've had the questions, I haven't asked them, but they've been answered without asking.
Okay.
Because during group devotions when we're with our resident, it's helped me understand like more of what he has done for us and Jesus has done for us.
That's awesome. And so maybe some things that you like had wondered about or thought about just being here and being in these conversations, you're kind of, getting questions answered or like confirming some stuff you've heard before. That's really cool. We came on this trip with a bunch of kids who didn't really know each other that well. All these kids that got in a van together to drive all the way to West Virginia.
Yeah.
What's it been like getting to know these new people?
It's been interesting. I've gotten to know Porter more. I'm glad I did. I know more about him now.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan I've known for a while. I'm very happy that he's my friend.
Yeah.
He's a very nice person.
I'm very happy he brought you on this trip, because you're a very nice person, and we're really glad you're here.
Gabby and the duo.
It's like Benny and the Jets.
Yeah. It's been nice to get to know, nice getting to know them, but I haven't really talked to them that much.
Yeah.
But the times that I have, it's been nice.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Nice. What's one thing you're looking forward to about being back home?
Your
Amazon packages.
Yes, and my undeflated bed.
Yeah, you had a deflated air mattress. It's now inflated, we got you.
It is.
But just your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much for talking with us. You did so good. Thanks for sharing with us.
You're welcome.